talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making. A very disturbing event in Milwaukee that's continuing to unfold. We had talked the other day about violence against elected officials, especially against people with responsibility for administering elections, poll workers, election officials, like on commissioners that certify elections and all that kind of thing. Pointed out that something like 1/6 of all the many thousands of poll workers in the country in a poll have received threats of violence, and 1/3 of them feel unsafe. Our democracy is being undermined by threats of violence. It's the first time since the Civil War that violence has crept into normal civil politics. Well, in Milwaukee, its top election official is a woman named Claire Woodall Vogue, V-O-G-G, Claire, hyphenated name, Woodall Vogue. She has been flooded with threatening emails, including death threats and hanging, obscene emails. And here's some of them. Here's what they say. They go, "We're going to try you and convict you and effing convict you, and we're going to hang you." The FBI has that voicemail in its possession evidence. In other words, you get the F out of my country, you pile of S. Looking forward to the citizens of your state coming after you to hang you in the public square, put you in jail for the rest of your miserable life. And then there's an obscenity, effing life. And then the B word. These are all voicemails that Claire Woodall Vogue has gotten. What is the basis of it? What is the genesis of it? Why did these come in? Because Joe Biden won Wisconsin by 20,000 votes. Not a large margin, with millions cast, but a lot more than the 10,000 votes that Donald Trump won Michigan by in 2016, and a lot more than the 500 votes, 500, that supposedly George W. Bush won Florida in 2000. And of course, a big majority of those votes in Milwaukee County helped put Biden over the top. The genesis of all this was a joking email that went out the night of the election, November 3rd. Now, remember something, and this is something in 2018 that happened with Scott Walker. It looked as if Scott Walker had beaten Tony Evers going into the evening. And then at something like 3 a.m, the Milwaukee final votes came in. And of course, Milwaukee votes are overwhelmingly Democratic. And then Evers eked out something like a, 20 or 30,000 vote margin. Josh Call, a 10,000 roughly vote margin. And that happened again this time. Biden won because around 3 a.m., the Milwaukee votes were finalized and he won Wisconsin by 20,000 votes. Now, why did Milwaukee votes come in at 3 a.m.? That's when they always come in. The final vote always comes in around then. Why is that? That is because of a law passed by Republicans. And it says that nobody in the state, including Milwaukee, the biggest county with the most votes, can begin to count absentee ballots until the polls open on election day. Well, you have a city like Milwaukee, which usually has about 180 or so polling stations, has to administer that, have to have people in each of the polling stations from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., so that's, 13 hours, so you have shifts, and then you have the counting and the secure transmission of the votes downtown. It takes a lot of people, a lot of organization. Then in the meantime, they're supposed to count tens of thousands of absentee ballots as well. Well, they do all that. They do a magnificent job, but it's not like they count all the absentee ballots right away. And the first priority has to be to administering the election, make sure it's fair and orderly. And that's what they do. Then when the polls close at 8 p.m., there's still absentee ballots to count. No one has enough staff and nobody has enough resources to do two parallel countings, one of them being in person that day and the other one being absentee. What's crazy about this is all the Republicans have to do is permit absentee ballots to be counted the day before, the week before. That's what they do in North Carolina. Why don't we do it here? Because they're worried that somehow word will get out who is ahead at that preliminary phase and it'll affect the in-person vote. Well, you know, there are ways of securing that. There are ways of securing that. So the Republicans demand that we do this. And in candor, some Democrats voted for it too, the legislature, that they can only be voted on, or they can only be counted on election day. Well, if you count them on election day, at 3 a.m. in the morning is actually fairly good. So they really get down in earnest to counting them at 8 p.m. In 7 hours, they've counted them all. And they're secured and they're announced. Well, Trump and the Trump cult say, well, the fact that they come in the middle of the night is suspect and illegitimate. I got some word for the Trump cult. First of all, that's false. Secondly, if you don't like it, pass a law that says we can start counting them the day before. And then they'll be known by 8 p.m. Real simple. Very, very simple. Well, that night, November 3rd, 2020, Claire Woodall Vogue gets an email from some little Weisenheimer, some guy who's involved in the election and some consultant, I think, that where they, you know, they doing the software and all this kind of stuff. And when the results come out at 3 a.m., he goes, he kids about it and says, I bet you had all those votes counted by midnight and you just wanted people to think you were working hard, something like that. And she jokingly goes back with an email saying, well, I wanted to say I stayed up for 24 hours, which she did. Based on that, she's been threatened with hanging. She's going to need security. This is in Milwaukee. This is not in Texas. This is not in Florida. It's in Milwaukee. Now, these votes were released at 3 a.m., as they always are, because they can only be counted that day. So let's have some legislation saying they've been counted the day before. In North Carolina, I think it's the week before. In some of these other states, it can be 3 weeks before. Some they can be counted as they come in. One way of counting them as they come in is simply feed them into the machine and then don't read the final results. The machines are kept securely down there, and I don't think you have to have them count as they come in, but at least have them counted the day before or 2 days before. How hard is that? Now, something's got to be done. When you have a voicemail, and some of these voicemails are from men, some are from women, threatening a hanger, they go to prison, okay? This is enough. Enough is enough. They've been very, very mollycoddly about this sort of stuff. Well, it's time to stop that. If you say you're going to hang a public official, you go to prison. You know, this isn't Russia. This isn't Asia. This isn't Africa. This is America. You go to prison. You know, they have voice recognition software. They publicize these things on the evening news. WSN-TV had them on the evening news last night. Somebody's going to recognize them, turn them in. And they'll go, oh, well, you know, that's just a figure of speech. Well, it's the kind of figure of speech that undermines democracy. They've got to be prosecuted. They've got to be prosecuted, and they should be prosecuted federally. It's a very serious offense, very serious offense. They have minimum sentences federally. The word has got to get out. You don't pick up the phone and threaten to kill people. Not in our democracy, because we're not going to have our democracy very long. The people like Claire Woodall Vogue quit, and nobody wants that job, because if the Republicans lose the election, they'll be threatened with murder. But right now, that's what happens. And that's what's happened in Milwaukee. Milwaukee, Wisconsin, that's what happened. Give you an idea of violence. Marjorie Taylor Greene at a July 23rd fundraiser in Alabama, speaking to the Alabama Federation of Republican Women. Marjorie Taylor Greene, first of all, said, "I'm proud to be in Alabama, which has one of the lowest vaccination rates in the country." And they cheered. They cheered. Are you kidding me? They're tied with Mississippi, by the way. She was telling the truth. They are the lowest, tied for the lowest. And she boasted about it and they cheered. And then she said, "Biden is going to be sending around agents to get you vaccinated door to door. What he doesn't know is that we really like our Second Amendment rights down here. Second Amendment rights down here." And they all cheered. That's code word for shoot them. That's code word for violence. That's coming from Marjorie Taylor Greene. And then she attacked Dr. Fauci. And she said, "He's the one who funded the virus. He's the one who spread the virus, the Wuhan virus." You know, that is what the problem is. And now it's spread to Milwaukee. Milwaukee. This isn't Alabama. Spread to Milwaukee. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. The gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.